So you know the bus factor.
The slightly morbid project management metric.
That's the one. It's the number of people on your team who, if they got hit by a bus tomorrow, would just cause the entire project to collapse.
It's dark, yeah.
It's dark, but it highlights this terrifying reality in most businesses, the knowledge silo.
Oh, yeah. It's the classic nightmare scenario. You hire someone brilliant, they hold all the keys to the castle, all the processes, the nuances.
Everything is in their head.
Exactly. And then you hire a junior to learn from them. But day one rolls around and that expert is just absolutely slammed.
Right. Back-to-back meetings, putting out fires. So the new hire is just sitting there reading, what, 3-year-old PDFs?
Trying to guess which button launches the nuclear missiles and which one just orders lunch.
And that leads to knowledge rot. The information, it exists, but it's stuck. It's stuck in someone's head, or it's buried in some Slack thread from 2022 that nobody can find. Exactly. And that is the friction point we are deep diving into today. But we aren't just talking about, writing better manuals.
Oh, this is different.
We're looking at a tech stack that effectively blows up the entire concept of a manual.
We're looking at the convergence of two specific tools. On the input side, we have Trace, that's tracework.ai.
Okay.
And on the output side, we have the Auto Content API.
When documentation meets automation. So our mission today is to figure out how these two plug together.
Right.
Specifically, how do we take that static, kind of boring documentation from Trace and use Auto Content to turn it into this dynamic learning ecosystem?
And without a human having to lift a finger, that's the key. It's about solving the consumption gap.
The consumption gap.
We're moving from an era of just storage, filing things away to cover your back, to an era of broadcast, where the goal is to make sure the knowledge is actually consumed.
Broadcast is a big word for internal docs, but I like it. I really like it. Let's start at the beginning, though, the input.
We have to talk about Trace.
We have to, because let's be honest, the reason the bus factor is even a problem is that nobody, and I mean nobody, likes writing standard operating procedures.
It is the broccoli of the business world.
It's worse than broccoli. It's like unseasoned, boiled broccoli.
Okay, fair point. That's a good one. It is tedious. And usually the friction just comes from finding a starting point
You're just staring at a blank Google Doc.
and thinking, how do I even describe this workflow? It feels overwhelming. Trace solves that by removing the writing part of the equation almost entirely.
Yeah, their tagline is capture as you go, which sounds great, but walk me through the UX. I'm the expert. I'm busy. How does this actually work?
So it runs on your browser or your desktop. You just hit record and then you do the work.
That's
You open
lame.
the CRM, you click add lead, you type in the fields. And Trace isn't just recording a video of your screen.
Okay, that is a critical distinction.
It's watching the DOM elements,
Yeah.
the code behind the web page.
So it's not just a dumb video file.
No, not at all. It's capturing structured data. It knows you clicked the button labeled submit. It knows you typed John Doe into the name field.
Wow.
It uses that data to build a step-by-step guide with screenshots and text descriptions all automatically. The data suggests this cuts documentation time by like 80%.
So I click through the process once, hit stop, and I have a guide. But what about security? That's usually the nightmare. I don't want my API keys or a client's email showing up in a screenshot.
That's a key feature. You can blur sensitive information right there in the capture or in the edit process. So once it's clean, you have this lasting repository of knowledge.
A Google Drive for company know-how.
Kind of, yeah. You can export it as a PDF, a raw video, or just host it as an interactive guide.
All right, so Trace solves the creation problem. The knowledge is out of the expert's head. But here's where I want to push back a little. Just because I have a PDF or even a nice interactive guide doesn't mean anyone is going to read it.
And that is the consumption gap I mentioned earlier.
Right, because if I send a Gen Z sales rep, or honestly, any sales rep, a 40-page PDF on compliance protocols, I know exactly where that file's going.
Straight into the digital trash can.
Or skimmed for 10 seconds.
Exactly. Modern consumption is fragmented. People learn differently. Some learn visually, some need audio.
And if your sales rep is driving to a client meeting, a PDF is completely useless. They can't read and drive.
And that is the perfect setup for our second protagonist, the Auto Content API.
Now, when I first looked at this, I thought, okay, another AI content generator. We've seen a million of them. Type a prompt, get a blog post. How is this different?
You have to shift your mental model a bit from tool to infrastructure. Auto Content isn't really a chatbot you talk to. It's an API-first solution.
Okay, for the listeners who might not be developers, let's define API first in this context. Why does that matter?
It matters because it means the system is designed to be spoken to by machines, not humans. It's built to work in the background, triggered by code or by workflows. This is what enables headless content production.
Headless content production sounds like a horror movie.
It's a dream for efficiency, I promise.
Yeah.
It just means decoupling the creation of content from human time constraints. You're not sitting there waiting for a video to render.
You're not tweaking a prompt.
No. You just send the raw data, the head, and the machine does the rest automatically.
So it takes inputs like URLs, raw text, PDFs.
Yeah, and YouTube videos, yeah. And it transforms them.
Into what?
It can spit out an explainer video, a podcast, an infographic, a slide deck, even a quiz.
I noticed in the research notes they compare themselves to Notebook LM, which is that Google tool everyone has been playing with.
Right, where you upload a PDF and two AI hosts chat about it. It's gone viral.
It's super cool, but it's a manual process.
Exactly. Notebook LM is a consumer tool. You have to drag and drop. You have to log in.
Mm-hmm.
Auto Content positions itself as the Notebook LM API alternative. It lets a company generate those same dynamic conversations programmatically.
So no dragging and dropping. It just happens in the pipes of the business.
Precisely. It scales.
Okay, let's bring them together. We have the input trace capturing the process.
And we have the engine auto content transforming the media.
So I want to see how this synergy actually looks in the real world. Give me a concrete use case.
Okay, let's take the classic pain point, onboarding. Imagine Trace has captured a very dense, very necessary SOP for HR onboarding.
20 pages of text, safety protocols, expense reporting.
The stuff that makes your eyes glaze over. The stuff nobody actually reads until they get in trouble for not reading it.
Oh, really?
In the old world, you email the PDF and just hope for the best. In this new world, you set up a workflow. Trace exports that text, auto content ingests it.
Yeah.
And using its audio endpoint, it generates a multi-speaker podcast episode about those specific policies.
So instead of, please read the manual, the email to the new hire says, hey, here's a 15-minute podcast on our safety policies.
Exactly. And the new hire listens to it on their commute. This is all about increasing mental availability.
You're turning a read task,
which requires 100% of your optical focus,
into a listen task, which can happen while you're driving, walking the dog.
You're reclaiming dead time. And the retention is higher because the AI hosts use conversational hooks and banter, a bit like we're doing now, to make the dry text actually stick.
Okay, that's a huge one. But what about a visual example, like for software training?
Use case number two, the polished explainer.
Right, because click the button in the top left is terrible on a podcast. You need to see the screen.
Absolutely. So Trace captures the workflow, the clicks, the mouse movement. It can export a raw video file.
But those raw screen recordings are always rough. There's dead air, the mouse shaking. It looks like a hostage video.
They're low authority. They look amateur. So you feed the Trace script into Auto Content's Video Create Shorts or Explainer Video endpoint. It takes the steps and generates a 60-second video.
Yeah.
But here's the kicker.
Go on.
It adds an AI avatar, a professional voiceover, subtitles, stock background imagery.
So it looks like a production team actually made it.
Yes. It's the difference between a shaky handheld video and like a nightly news broadcast.
Mm-hmm.
And you didn't need a human to record it, get the lighting right, or edit out all the ums and ahs.
I love that. It solves the vanity barrier. I know so many experts who won't make training videos because they just hate the sound of their own voice.
It removes the ego from the documentation entirely. There's a third synergy here that I think is the most disruptive.
What's that?
Global standardization.
Oh, this is for the big multinational teams.
Right. Imagine you're a manufacturing company. You have a factory in Ohio and one in Osaka, Japan. Your expert in Ohio uses Trace to capture a critical safety process. That capture is in English.
And usually the Japanese team just has to wait or they're copy-pasting into Google Translate and hoping for the best.
Which is incredibly dangerous in a safety context. But with Auto Content, which supports over 50 languages, you set up a workflow. As soon as that guide is published,
it just translates it.
It does more.
Mm-hmm.
It ingests it, transcribes it, translates it, and resynthesizes it.
Resynthesizes.
It doesn't just put subtitles on it. It produces native language audio and video. So the Japanese team gets a podcast in Japanese and an explainer video with a Japanese-speaking avatar.
Instantly.
Effectively overnight.
Yeah.
You've just multiplied your total addressable workforce.
Yeah.
The German team gets the video in German. The alignment that used to take months Now it's automated.
It flattens the world for your internal knowledge, but
yeah.
I have to play devil's advocate. This sounds amazing, but it also sounds complicated.
How so?
API, webhooks, endpoints. Do I need to be a coder to set this up?
That's the fear, isn't it? But we're in the no-code revolution. AutoContent integrates beautifully with platforms like Make.com or Zapier.
Okay, so walk us through that. What does the wiring actually look like for a normal person?
It's a simple trigger and action sequence. The trigger could be something like a new PDF is exported from Trace to a specific Dropbox folder.
Yeah.
That's it. You just save the file.
And the action.
The action is AutoContent API detects that new file. It reads the text, sends a command to generate an MP3 and an MP4, and then a final step uploads those files back to your company knowledge base.
Whether that's Notion, Guru, whatever.
Exactly. So the human does the capture in Trace, drops the file in a folder, and walks away. 10 minutes later, the multimedia assets just appear.
That's the promise of automation right there. Now, you mentioned something about rendering time.
Right. Video rendering takes time. It's not instant. You don't want the system to hang while it's thinking.
So it uses webhooks.
It uses webhooks for these long-running generations.
Okay, explain webhooks like I'm 5, or maybe like I'm hungry.
I like that. Imagine you order a pizza. You don't stay on the phone line with the restaurant waiting for them to bake it, right?
No, you hang up.
You hang up. When the pizza is ready, they ring your doorbell. The doorbell's the webhook. The API doesn't keep the connection open. It just calls you back when the file is ready.
Got it. It prevents the system from timing out, and it just delivers the pizza when it's done.
Exactly. And this architecture allows for some really cool stuff like recurring research, where AI agents can scan the web for updates and automatically append them to your trace guide.
So the documentation is alive, it's breathing, but we have to talk about the elephant in the room.
Cost.
Cost. Usually when I hear broadcast quality video and custom podcasts, I hear expensive.
And that's where the math gets really fun. Let's look at the unit economics. This is where the idea of the long tail ROI comes in.
Explain the long tail in this context.
Okay, so in any company, you have a few processes that everyone does, like requesting time off. It's worth spending $5,000 on a great video for that.
Sure, because 1,000 people will watch it.
High traffic, high value. But what about how to calibrate the X25 sensor? Only 3 people do that. You can never justify a $500 video budget for 3 people.
No way. So it just stays as a boring tech stock. Or a sticky note.
But look at the AutoContent numbers.
Yeah.
Producing a short training video manually costs, what, $50 to $300 if you're being scrappy?
With AutoContent.
It costs roughly 400 credits. On their business plan, that works out to be about 4 euros.
4 euros. That's a more than 92% savings. That's a massive difference.
And for audio, it's even starker. An outsourced podcast could be hundreds, thousands of dollars. With AutoContent, it's about 10 credits. We're talking cents.
Cents per episode. So the long tail argument is, at 4 euros, you can justify making that video for the 3 people who calibrate the sensor.
You can. It changes the threshold of what's worth documenting in high quality. You can create premium assets for everything, not just the hits.
And the credit model seems flexible. You can scale up during a big product launch and then scale back down.
You can't do that with a full-time video team. You can't fire and rehire them every 30 days.
Well, you can, but HR would not be happy with you.
No, they would not.
So let's zoom out. We've covered the input, the engine, the synergy, the mechanics, the economics. It feels like a fundamental shift.
I think it is. We're moving from a capture mindset to a broadcast mindset. Trace ensures the knowledge is saved. That's capture.
And AutoContent ensures it's consumed. That's broadcast. And in a world where everyone's distracted, consumption is the only metric that matters.
If you write a manual and no one reads it, did you really write it?
Exactly. And looking ahead, you mentioned this idea of the agentic web. What does that mean for us?
It means we're moving to a world where AI agents like ChatGPT or internal bots are going to read content to answer our questions.
And they need structured data.
They crave it. By using AutoContent to structure your trace data into JSON, audio, and video, you're future-proofing your company knowledge for those agents.
You're making it machine-readable and human-consumable at the same time.
That is a powerful place to be. Your knowledge base goes from being a graveyard of PDFs to a living database that powers the next generation of AI.
It leads me to a final thought for our listeners. We talk about mental availability in marketing, how easily a customer thinks of a brand, but it's also the currency of internal growth.
How easily an employee can access the right way to do things.
Correct. So the provocative question is this. If your company know-how exists only as text, it's effectively invisible to half your workforce. In an age where attention is the scarcest resource, are you just documenting your processes or are you broadcasting them?
That is the question.
Something to think about. If you want to dive deeper into trace and auto content, check the sources included with this deep dive. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you on the next one.